All right. Welcome to Shabbat Lounge. We appreciate you listening and joining us today. This is Matt, joined in studio with
Jake.
And we appreciate you coming along for the ride with us today. And as always, we appreciate any comments, likes, subscribes. We appreciate all of those who have gone in and done those things and given us 5-star reviews and iTunes, but we're in other places like Podbean and Spotify and YouTube, and we have a website called Shabbat Lounge. You can find us all over the place, and a Twitter account and a Facebook account.
All over the socials and the interwebs.
And just new, a TikTok.
Ooh.
So I'm venturing into that, so. But anyway, we appreciate you stopping by.
And stay tuned for more. So we're going to do another edition of Can We Be Honest today? And the one that I had here was, this has been a pet peeve of mine for a little while, but it doesn't take a whole sermon to explain that Yahweh's ways are not our ways, and that his ways are higher than our ways. That should be like the end of the discussion and not the beginning. So basically, people will go on and on about, well, you know, it's, you know, his ways aren't our ways, and so we need to just accept the fact. And they'll go on and on about it, and it's like, I know. Hey, we're all adults here,
mm-hmm.
Right? We're kind of a little more mature in the faith. I think that's something that people a little younger in the faith get stuck in.
Sure. Well, this is kind of like a drop the mic and walk away. You know, when you see that, I mean, you can't trump it. I mean, yeah, it's true, absolutely true.
Yeah.
So, good.
So this one's funny because to me. I mean, make your own decision, but so I'm driving down the highway and you see these signs that say texting while driving is distracting or better left unread than dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you mean your sign? I should not read your sign because it's going to distract me and cause me to wreck.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're talking about the cell phones.
Uh-huh.
But I just think that's funny.
Yeah. It seems oxymoron. But I do like the funeral home here in the Fort Worth area that put out a sign that said, don't text and drive. We can wait.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But yeah. It's just you're so inundated with signs to read.
Right. Like, how is that any different?
But my cell phone is the one mm-hmm. distracting me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's such a long list. Also, when you drop your pen driving down the road, don't bend over in the seat next to you and pick it up.
Yeah.
When you are eating a lunch, which I do every day driving in the car.
Yeah, and, that's got to be more dangerous.
And I drop something, I should not lean over, bend down, and pick it up and, you know, try to retrieve that thing. Not that I've ever done that, but I
exactly.
have.
Or playing with your radio.
Yeah, distracting.
Or trying to, like, switch CDs.
Yeah.
Do people even listen to CDs anymore?
Mm.
I do, but, you know, yeah. I'm of a generation gone by.
Yes, you are. I'm an old soul.
Anyway, there, I said it. So, let's see. So, can we be honest? We have crystal clear footage of this supposed planet Mars. But then when someone robs the bank, it's Sasquatch every time. I mean, you can't make out who that is.
Yeah.
Where's the HD?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. You'd think they would have it.
By now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the bank has some assets worth shelling out for in your protection category.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And this one kind of goes along with that, right? So we can't get me, anyway. I struggle trying to get my Bluetooth to work correctly. to sync my phone up to my speaker at the house or whatever. And yet, we can talk to the moon back in 1969. So, if in fact you would say that.
Right, right. Well, that is aggravating. I have more issues sometimes with Bluetooth, and it should be a simple thing. Even with my phone, I use an iPhone and an iPad, and I can AirDrop files. A lot of times I'll take a picture on my phone and then AirDrop it to my iPad, and sometimes it, you know, I'll have them both side by side, and it'll say, I can't find it. And I'm like, it's right here. How can you not find it? But I finally figured out the problem was it had to be on Wi-Fi. And that AirDrop doesn't work unless you're on Wi-Fi. But I had no Wi-Fi connection, mm-hmm. but it still had to be on. I was like, oh, okay. I mm-hmm. didn't understand that.
Yeah, you'd just think that there'd be better systems. You hear all the time about the amazing technology that's out.
How easy it is. It works.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it just doesn't seem to live up to the hype usually. Not that it doesn't help a lot of things, but... So this next one, this is, you might realize a lot of these things are pet peeve kind of things. But so if biblically we're going to claim that magic and wizardry and such is evil, then when you have shows that are, they're trying to portray this Messiah figure, and people are going to say, oh, well, it's a great show. It has great biblical values. It's an archetype of biblical Messiah. It's just that the Messiah character is magical or some wizard. Like you got
Lord of the Rings. Gandalf, the white and the gray and all those things.
Yeah, and your Harry Potters and all this. So we're assigning these evil characteristics to the Messiah and as a way to just tell a great story. And I think we get caught up in the entertainment of the story instead of the syncretism that's going on with that.
Well, you're right. And it's such a slap in the face because the real stories are so much more amazing than anything that is fictional, made up. You know, just tell the real story. It's way more incredible. And also, you know, as time has gone on, we found out things about Tolkien and even C.S. Lewis, you know, and, you know, they weren't necessarily our, you know, super Christian that we think they are. They were involved in other things like secret societies, maybe Freemason ties. And so, you know, I learned along the way that, you know, they may be not quite what I thought they were. And that made me view all that different, too.
Yeah.
So, but that is a good point. So it does seem like it's okay to make those comparisons. And there is no reason, you know, to do that. Like, you know, just like we said, the original story is much better than anything you can make up.
Let's see. Oh, and then here's one we kind of touched on with our... Scrooge, Don't Be a Scrooge episode, if you would like to go back and check that out.
It is available.
Yeah. So when you say that Israel does evil things or has done some bad things, there's always a push towards saying, well, you can't say anything negative about the Jews because that's anti-Semitic. And it's like, no, sometimes they do the wrong thing.
You can state facts, absolute facts, and it will be taken that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you realize there's a big gay pride parade there.
Right.
And
one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah. And they fund abortion.
Yeah.
So, I mean... is that stuff bad? Are we allowed to say that? Can we be honest? That stuff's bad. It doesn't matter who's doing it, even if it's the Jews.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't make us anti-Semitic.
That's right.
Any more than saying Trump is bad, or any, you know, America funds abortion, so we're bad. It's not like that is a anti-white or whatever you would say.
Anti-American, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, no, just call balls and strikes. Some things are outside the pocket. So.
Yeah.
And if you have any of your own, can we be honest type observations, put them in the comments, let us know somehow. And if we deem it worthy, then your voice will shine through the interwebs as our voice, and perhaps we'll include it.
Yes, awesome. Well, as always, we appreciate you taking time to stop by and listen. And as always, we thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge, and ask you to leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, and we will see you later. Thank you.
Bye.